What's your sexual batting average? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Seattle, a judge has ruled that the Gay Softball World Series can keep its rule limiting the number of straight players on each team.
The rule at the Gay Softball World Series is you can have straight players, but you can only have two per team.
Reporter Eli Sanders, who's been covering the trial for The Stranger. But the rest of the suit is going to go to trial in August to decide whether league officials went too far when they suspected that three players on the San Francisco team were not gay enough.
There was a tribunal, I'm calling it, that was convened on the field in 2008 at the Gay Softball World Series in Seattle, where a panel of experts, who are officials in the National Gay Softball Association, questioned the challenged San Francisco players about their sexual preferences and determined that they were non-gay.
The players felt humiliated and that their rights have been violated. But as Sanders points out, it isn't just gay softball that cares more about your score off the field than on.
There are African-American softball leagues, Native American softball leagues that require, you know, a Native American ID card. One of the players challenging the Gay Softball Association's right to set a limit on the number of straight people allegedly plays in a Asian Pacific Islander softball club that limits based on ethnicity.
I say we take the winner of the Gay Softball World Series and the winner of the Straight Softball World Series and have a World Softball Super Bowl so we can figure out which sexual orientation is the best for that season anyway. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.